Well, it's already been demonstrated by the ambulance saying that they've got less overdoses to attend, less drug-affected people in public. And, of course, there have been thousands of people going through the centre over the last 12 months and there hasn't been a fatal overdose. So there's also been significant numbers of people who have been directed to drug treatment programs. So it's doing what it's supposed to do, and it can't completely solve the drug problem. And I think this is something that we really need to get across to people, that, you know, the complex, the issue of public injecting, and particularly heroin use, is a really complex issue, and it's not going to be the panacea. It's not going to solve all of the issues that people and the community are facing down there in terms of the drug market.
So by your description then, given that this is just one thing towards solving the major problem of drug abuse, drug use and drug overdoses, how far along are we? Is this a band-aid on cancer, or is this a major step in the right direction?
Look, I think it's a major step, and I think that we also need to have ongoing discussions about drug policy reform in general. I think we need to start talking about maybe prescribing, legally prescribing heroin as an alternative to the current approach, where people still buy heroin through the illicit drug market, and of course it's still going to be an unregulated, uncontrolled product, which I believe should be regulated and controlled and prescribed to people. So I think we need to have these conversations. I think we need to look at more strategies to reduce drug harms in communities, because quite frankly...
Sorry to interrupt you. Are you arguing for then the legalization of heroin?
That's right, yes. I think we should be prescribing heroin to people who are long-term heroin users and other substances such as methadone, etc., aren't that successful for. So, and we know there is a strong cohort of people out there that are long-term heroin users that would be ideal to go into a heroin prescribing program. And I think that's something we need to have a serious discussion about in our community. They're having those discussions already in places like Canada, in the UK. They do it already in Switzerland and other places. And I think we should be having a discussion about that now.
Is that realistic, though, Greg, given the fact that it took so long for just a safe injecting room to become a reality? And even then, we only have one, and there's a lot of pushback against it. For a conversation about the legalization of hard drugs like heroin, that seems like it's so far out of the realms of possibility.
Well, look, I think it is for some people, but I certainly think that if you look at the issue of, particularly heroin use, the people that use such a facility, many of them have been chronically dependent for a long time. And if you can stabilise that person, if you can kind of get their drug use sorted out, then the other issues in their lives, such as housing, education and their mental health issues, can also be sorted out. But a lot of people that use those facilities are often transient. They move around. They have a range of complex social and psychosocial issues. And I think we need to stabilise people, get people onto a program such as prescribed heroin, and then we can sort out the other issues are impacting their lives and the lives of others.
So by your description, and it is an area that you have a good deal of expertise in, the safe injecting room has been successful in its original stated goal. However, what about location? One of the issues that comes up over and over again is that this facility is next to the school. Couldn't the state government have looked at moving it to a different area?
When I arrived in the position in 2010 as the executive officer, there was significant public injecting near the school. Mm-hmm. And there was a multi-deck car park. There was injecting in the laneways and the streets around the school. So the injecting has been there for a long time, and the school supports the supervised injecting facility. So the issue is already there. People believe, because we put an injecting room there, then the problem has all of a sudden, arrived. It's always been there. It's always been on the streets. The injecting room has been designed to take it off the streets. And clearly, with the old facility, it had limited capacity. But with the new facility, doubling the number of people that can go in there at any time, I firmly believe that the issue will start, the problems on the street will start to abate, and we'll see far less people on the streets.
Thank you so much for speaking with us, Greg Denham, former executive officer of the Yarra Drug and Health Forum. Do you think it's had the desired effect? Has it made drug use and drug abuse something diminishing? Has it seen an improvement in the quality of life of drug users? Or has it just made the neighborhood worse, the way Meg will tell us? Hi, Meg. What can you describe? You live in Richmond.
Friday morning, I was walking my dog at 8 o'clock. There was an overdose attended by 20 metres from my front door. attended by two Marcas, one ambulance and a fire engine. And the person came out of it in a very dangerous state, as so often happens.
Mm-hmm.
This is not unusual, and I'm 100 metres from the school. We are finding there are more and more people injecting in the back laneways, along the streets. The antisocial behaviour has turned into aggressive behaviour towards residents, and they taunt us and tell us that there's nothing you can do because the police won't come. It is absolutely dreadful living here now. But forget about me. We've put this right next to a school, and I actually do believe we do need to look after people with drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's a health issue, but we don't expose primary school children to this sort of behaviour.
All right, thank you so much for calling us.
Thank you.
Meg, thanks for your point of view.